I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ramadan began yesterday, which means that Muslims around the world will be spending the next month praying, fasting, and seeking Allah. And Chris Ruge of Procast sees it as a unique opportunity.
It's a fantastic time for us as believers to pray that they would, in fact, draw near to the one true God, and that Jesus would reveal himself to them in this time of spiritual sensitivity for them.
Not sure how to get started? Consider joining the Procast Ramadan Challenge. Get the details at missionnews.org. Next, Palestinian Christians are often forgotten by the world. Instead, eyes are usually focused on the feuds between majority Jews and the Muslims. But Christians are present, and they're being trained and empowered to serve by Bethlehem Bible College. Bethlehem Bible College's president, Jack Sara, shares.
Within the domain of Bethlehem Bible College, who are serving the community, doing community development, outreach, work among refugees.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And MNN recently met Raman Haddad, 10 Schools International's new development director. And now you have a chance to meet her, too, at their Meet Raman event. Haddad shares,
I will speak what's in my heart for all the people that they will be there. And after that, we will meet each other personally and we'll speak together with some delicious food.
10 Schools will also be showing a film from one of their schools on how Christ's love is changing lives. While this is a regional event to West Michigan, there are other ways that you can get involved. More at our website. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside transformed lives and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.